And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I'm fine. So, it's another Rosh Hashanah today.
It's another Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it's true. It's Tu Bishvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah of the tree.
Yeah, it's my second birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, good for you.
Because I am Ilan, and it's the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilanot, the birthday of the trees.
Very good, very nice, very good. Why not? Celebrating birthdays and many birthdays is a very good time.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope the family knows they got to give you presents on today's
time. I don't count on that, but it's good to know that I have two.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is the 15th day of the Shvat of the Jewish calendar, which is celebrated today. It's a day that marks the beginning of a new year for the tree. This is a season in which the earliest blooming trees in the land of Israel emerge from their winter sleep and begin a new fruit-bearing cycle. Legally, the new year for trees relates to the various tithes that are separated from produce grown in the Holy Land. So these tithes differ from year to year. You know, in the seven-year Shemitah cycle, you have the Yovel, the 50 years, so on and so forth. So, really, it's the Rosh Hashanah for the tree. Now, people don't know, but there really is four different types of Rosh Hashanahs that we have throughout the Jewish year. You know, you have the first one, which is the first of Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah for calculating the years of the reign of the kings of Israel.
Yeah.
So for example, if they would be anointed in the month of Adar, which comes after Nisan, then the following month of Nisan would be considered to be the beginning of a second year of his reign. And the second Rosh Hashanah that we have is the Rosh Hashanah of Elul, which is considered the Rosh Hashanah for the tithing of the animals. Then we have the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, which we are all connected to, which is Rosh Hashanah, that we, you know, we eat the head of the fish, and we go to shul, and we eat the fruits, and so on and so forth. And then you have the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, the Tu Bishvat, which is that the fruit trees that grow after the state are considered to be produce of a new year. So now, let's look at what is so special about Tu Bishvat, and how trees are compared to human beings, how man is compared to a tree. You know, for example, a tree doesn't start out being tall and strong. It's the humble beginning, is a mere seed, and it takes many years till it grows and produces and becomes mature. So too, a person is born a child and slowly develops into a mature adult. And, you know, a tree never stops growing. Every year another ring is added to its trunk, making it older and older. And likewise, a person can never be satisfied with his person, with the way that you're presently now, and must constantly strive to be a better and to attain perfection. You know, you have a full-grown tree. If it suffers a scratch, it's not a great catastrophe, big deal. But woe is to the tree that suffers the scratch at the seed, at the foundation. The tree will come crooked, and it will be a very weak tree. And in our case, as human beings, every small blemish, a lack of nourishment that we don't give to a young child results in unwanted qualities in life. Therefore, we have to be really careful in making sure that we give the best to our kids, to the younger generation. And, you know, just as trees produce fruit, and the seeds of these fruits may well grow into many more trees someday, so too, a Jew must do mitzvot, commandments that influence others so they will be able to make their own newfound knowledge and share it with others. Now, obviously, you know, the stronger the roots of the tree, the greater its ability to withstand the force of a hurricane or a storm. Similarly, a Jew must be rooted and firmly entrenched in the Torah and the Jewish law, in the Torah and commandments, that we will be able to withstand even the greatest trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Now, if you look, a tree has, you know, three primary components. You have the root, which anchors to the ground and supplies with water and nutrients. the trunk, branches and leaves, which compromise the body, and the fruit, which contains the seed by which the tree produces reproduces itself. And in the spiritual life of man, it includes roots and body and fruit, because the roots represent faith, our source of nurture and perseverance. The trunk, the branches and the leaves are the body of our spiritual life, our intellectual, emotional, and practical achievements. And the fruit is our power of spiritual procreation, the power to influence others, to plant the seed in a fellow human being and see it sprout, you know, grow and bear fruit. Now, you have, you know, a tree's blessing. And that's the same thing in our lives. You know, a man was wandering in the desert. He was weary, he was hungry, he was thirsty. And so he came upon a tree with sweet fruit, the pleasant shade. And, you know, there was a stream of water flowing beneath it. He ate from its fruit, drank from its water, and relaxed in its shade. And as he was about to leave and depart, he turned to the tree and said, tree, O tree, how can I bless you? Shall I bless you that your fruit should be sweet? They're already sweet. Shall I bless you with a pleasant shade? You already have it. Shall I bless you that a stream of water passed beneath you? One already does. All I can bless you is that all the trees which are offsprings of you shall be like you. And that's from the Gemara.
Yeah.
So now, we should think about it. Fruit for thought. Did I shelter the seedlings that live in my shade so that they will grow up to be a next generation like myself? Did I ensure that my fruits were sweet and nourished all that came to enjoy them? Did everyone walk away from me with a smile? Am I a good example to my children? Do I want my children to be like me? So every single mitzvah that we do, every one of our positive actions, is a planted seed that will one day blossom and bear fruit. Now, it may take years to see the results of our hard labor, to realize the impact of our good deeds and what we had, but our deeds enrich the lives of our children and grandchildren forever. And we must keep planting our children and grandchildren everything and give them everything that they need, because they're depending on us. So that is really how Tu Bishvat is such a wonderful holiday, that it has, you know, literally mirror examples to us as human beings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we mark the day of Tu Bishvat with special customs by eating fruit, particularly from the kinds that are singled out by the Torah from the lands of Israel.
Yeah, the seven
fruits of Israel, you know, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. And on this day, we remember that man is a tree of the field. And we have to reflect on these lessons. So it's a very big custom that we eat different types of fruit. You know, fruits that we haven't had in a while. Whether it be, I don't know, my wife got this weird type of fruit I've never eaten before. I don't even know what it was called. There's one that was a very sweet, the one that was sort of sour. Never ate it before, so it gave me the opportunity to make... something that's special. We want to do that. We want to be able to do it. You know, there are people that have the custom to also eat carob on Tu Bishvat.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any. It's not cited in the Talmud or in the code of Jewish law or anything. But there are many communities that do it, and our sages teach that the custom of the Jewish people are also to whatever. Torah and have a profound reason why they do it. So there are people that do have that custom to have carobs as well. So it's a beautiful holiday. It's a beautiful Rosh Hashanah. And I encourage everyone, if you haven't bought yet or do it, go buy some fruit, newer fruits if you don't have some of the seven species of the fruits of Israel. Share it with your family. Tell them about Tu Bishvat. And enjoy the sweetnesses of the tree.
That's great. And the services in Sha'arei Shamayim?
We have services Friday evening at 5:30, and Shabbat morning is at 9:30. Sunday we have morning service at 8:15, followed by breakfast. And then Monday and Thursday in the Parrot House, In the JCC, we have services at 7:15, and it is really quick. We're out before 8 o'clock, so if you want to come before you start working, it's a good way to start off the day.
You can do it.
Yep.
Rabbi, I want to thank you and to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and happy Rosh Hashanah, happy Tu Bishvat.
Same to you, and go get your fruits.
That's right.
Thank you.
Be well. Okay, bye-bye.